Welcome to the Jeremy Mullins podcast, where we take a deep dive into different educational topics to help you optimize your life. I am finally back with my co-host who had to go to work in Hawaii for like a month.
It felt like a month. Yeah, no, it's good to be back. It feels like forever. I was editing these episodes and I was like, man, I'm missing out.
I know. I felt kind of guilty sending you a couple over that we had to, you know, get out on a timing, from a timing standpoint, but it looked like a good time. I know it was a work trip. Totally get it. Wasn't a month. I am exaggerating there. But it was a couple of weeks, right?
Yeah. 13 nights, 14 days in Honolulu, Hawaii. Definitely had work involved, but we got to hike some cool mountains, rainforests, snorkel with turtles. It was pretty cool.
Awesome. You mean you were active on a work trip? Is that what you're saying?
I was active on a work trip. Yeah, we did. In fact, my job involves a lot of walking, but our second week there, I did 28 miles in 4 days. So yeah, I did our ruck already.
Yeah, I can't remember what day it was you sent over to me on your, I think it was either your steps or your mileage. It was like 28,000 steps that you got in just for work that day.
Yeah, just the work day. So work takes about 4-ish hours, 5 hours. And we did the one I met sent you was like 9.38 miles in about 4 hours.
Crazy. Well, I mean, and that's, ladies and gents, that's what we're going to kind of talk about today, you know, because we both, for our career, you know, at this phase of our career, this season of life in our career, we both travel, you know, quite a bit, right? As you can see today, there might be a little bit of background noise. I'm sitting outside one of our cafeterias here at First Form headquarters, doing this podcast. I've been out in St. Louis for the past 5 days, getting ready to head back home tomorrow. And of course, there's the trip from Florida to Kentucky on a monthly basis, you know, for the Guard, you know. So I would say on average, you know, I'm traveling, you know, twice a month on average for work, not including, you know, any trips for the family. And we just got back from a, you know, week spring break. So traveling is part of what you and I are doing in this current phase of life.
That's right.
So what we're going to do is, you know, talk about some tips, you know, from my standpoint, you know, what I recommend to clients, what I've seen work well with clients. Marino's going to give his personal, you know, experience. I'll give my personal experience. And once again, just like with a lot of things that are nutritional fitness, you know, based, there's not a one size fits all. You need to find something that works for you. And I would say that's where a lot of people, you know, make mistakes because they find someone on social media or they have a good friend that, you know, is into wellness fitness. And they're like, well, this is what this person does when they travel. I need to do that. And if they can't follow that for whatever reason, then they feel like a failure and they just go back to those old habits, right? So I was teasing you earlier, like, oh, you were active on vacation. Where I see that is, you know, a lot of people get into fitness, they're following their routine. And they think that if they don't stick to that routine, that they can't do anything, where the goal should just be live an active lifestyle, right? So if that's traveling, that means like hiking, that means for you in, you know, quote, that nice place, you know, snorkeling, doing all the other things. So that would be the really the big point I want you guys to know. Just because Reno and I say we do X, Y, or Z, and that works for us, realize these are just ideas. They're just tips. Play around with it. See what works for you and your family when you're traveling.
Yeah, that's right. And I can just jump kind of straight into it. But for my Hawaii trip, just to kind of get that one out of the way, it was an abnormal trip. I did have my wife with me, and it was 2 weeks. I didn't do what I normally do. So we did eat some good food. We definitely had a few drinks and all that stuff. So that was not our normal occasion. But on my trips, I like to do a little bit of backwards planning. And I don't know how that's how you do it. But in my First Form app, if I know that there's a Chipotle around me or Chick-fil-A around me or whatever, I'll kind of plan out my meals beforehand so that way I don't make quick decisions. So I'll actually input the meal that I get at Chick-fil-A early or Chipotle early. So that way I have an idea of where my macros are going in advance. Awesome. And that kind of helps my brain work that way.
Yeah. Do you do the recon? You know, do you look ahead as far as before the trip starts or kind of, you know, like, are you looking, okay, I'm staying at this Embassy Suite, what's near it? Or do you just kind of figure that out when you get there?
Yeah, no, when I just get there, the Hilton has a good like map area, but yeah, I'll just do food nearby. And I typically on a traditional trip, it's always Chipotle, always Chick-fil-A, always some Whole Foods, hot bar. It's one of those in my traditional trips that I plan backwards on.
Yeah. And that's the thing, the 2 points I would, you know, talk about with that, what you just said, you know, one, you have to understand as human beings, for most of us, as we get into our adult life, when we traveled, it was for pleasure. It was for vacation, right? And those vacation habits that maybe you took as a young adult and as a kid, I'm saying young adult because kid, you weren't drinking. Hopefully, you weren't drinking when you were a kid. But, you know, as a young adult, like we take vacations and having beverages, letting loose, that's part of it because we're on vacation. And then what I see is when people start traveling for their jobs and stuff, those habits still come up, right? Like if the only reason someone has taken a flight is for vacation and they normally had drinks before the flight, then they just do that because it's habit, right? Even though it's a work trip, right? So they kind of let all this stuff go because that is just normally what they've done on that trip, right? So by all means, hey, you're taking vacation, enjoy yourself, get back on track when you come back. But if you're traveling quite a bit for work and or for pleasure, you know, figuring out how to stay on track nutritionally and exercise is very important.
The thing I love is I hit up the grocery store. Usually when you land, you're not working that same day that you land, if it is a work trip. But even if it's vacation and you want to minimize at least one meal a day for breakfast or something, go to Whole Foods, go wherever, local grocery store, and just get your tried and true, whatever that be, protein bars or oatmeal or whatever, and do that as your breakfast or lunch in the hotel.
100%. So I think that's something that I would tell people, you know, to look at. Now I got a lot of people want to meal prep their own meals. You're more welcome to do that and take it with you, right? So, but if you're not going to meal prep and take your own meals with you, what I do encourage you is to visit the grocery store before your trip or when you first get there. Okay. Some great examples is I am traveling via car right now, so it wasn't a flight. I go to Publix, go to the grocery store right before I leave, right? So not only am I able to get things for the trip, so I don't have to stop, you know, and hunt for Chipotle. I don't have to hunt for anything on the way to make good choices. You know, I am big and recently been big on turkey sandwiches, right? And that's kind of a myth out there. It was like, you know, hey, don't get deli meat, right? Remember, that's a big, when we say deli meat, that is a large term and category, right? You can get deli meat that's actually pretty good. If you're getting it in package, just look for less ingredients, basically look for your meat and your salt or your sodium, you know, is going to be in there and water, right? You can get it three or four ingredients from that aspect. And that's been what I've been doing a lot of travel. So I'll go to the grocery store, pack up my cooler. I've got my water in there. I've got some ready, what they call RTDs, ready to drink protein shakes. I pack some of them, make sure that they're in the cooler. I always go to Costco, grab a case of Fairlife, you know, ready to drinks also, have that in the car just as extra. And then I go, right? And that's been something that's really helped me out because then you don't have to make those decisions, right? You know, you don't have to get hungry, the baby's crying, you know, you miss an exit, whatever the case is, right? You're already prepped and have that stuff ready to go for the trip.
And it takes a lot of the stress away from like, oh, what are we gonna do on the way? And it lowers my anxiety big time of rushing through a drive-through, knowing that I'm not gonna make the right decision. I'm gonna order something really shitty through the drive-through, and then feel terrible the rest of the traveling day, or even just throughout the trip.
100%. I would argue you could go in the grocery store, you know, and get, because we're talking about these trips, it's a less amount of food than if you're buying your normal grocery haul, right? So you can get in and out of the grocery store most times faster than you can get through a drive-through. I would argue that, right? Now, I got you, depending on where you live, what time of year you're traveling, fill in the blank. But for most of us, I think you can go in the grocery store, get out of the grocery store faster than you go through a fast food nowadays. And let's say, like, you're going to save money.
A million times. So we even did the math not too long ago, and it was like coming out to whatever, $1,000 a month that we were spending out on food and grocery shopping. But we would shop, let we would spend like 15 minutes in the grocery store and be like, oh, well, we'll eat out this week, instead of, hey, let's go spend $1,000 in the grocery store and flip-flop our numbers. We were kind of ass backwards on eating out and grocery shopping. So now we're spending way more time in the grocery store compared to going out and enjoying and feeling better too.
Gotcha. Okay. So, you know, just planning ahead, right? And that planning ahead can be, you know, take your own foods. That planning ahead could be, you know, go to the grocery store before or as soon as you get there. You know, I like having the, you know, ready to drink protein shakes there. You know, I think all that is, you know, something that we should consider and we should look at, you know, as we're traveling, being, you know, prepared, knowing what you're going, right? Saving some money because you can fix at home. And you mentioned something I really like if it's a true vacation. Controlling a couple of the meals at home and then maybe enjoying yourself at one of the other meals or eating out where you can't always control. You make good choices, But you don't know if they prep the veggies in butter. You don't know how much butter they put on it. You don't know how much oil they put on some of those products. So a lot of times you might get more calories than what you think when you eat out, even though you make good choices. So those are all some things to consider, inside of travel and when it comes to nutrition. I will say I definitely drink more protein shakes when I travel versus when I'm home. Right. So when I'm home, it is more just the post-workout protein shake. I do our Formula One, which is a whey isolate from First Form. So that usually that 2 to 3 scoops a day is my normal protein intake as far as supplements go, right? Or as far as shakes go. And then when I travel, it's a lot more because it's quick, it's easy, and it's convenient. Right. That's what I always tell people. That's when protein shakes really come in to be beneficial. Quick, easy, and convenient. Except for in the post-workout setting, I would want everyone to have a whey isolate protein unless they have an issue with whey in that post-workout setting for optimal results.
Yeah. And look, TSA, you can look it up on your TSA stuff, but you can fly with protein, put it in your checked baggage, fly with your protein bars on your carry-on. And obviously, if you're driving, there's zero issues there. And on the deli meat, I know we always get like oven roasted chicken or whatever, but I think a lot of people, they slip into it. They get their salamis and their prosciuttos and all this stuff. And that's where it kind of sneaks up, and you're having 50 grams of fat in a sandwich.
100%. So that's where like the deli meat, I think, come like people don't understand. You can get oven roasted turkey breast or chicken breast and it'd be good, right? You can get it from your deli sliced. So I think where people get in trouble, they're thinking pepperoni, they're thinking that stuff, right? So that is the biggest thing I would want people to think about when it comes to the deli meat. Okay. And last part on nutrition, is if you mess up, don't just throw the whole trip down the drain, right? That would be my other thing. Like, don't just throw the entire trip down the drain because you mess up one time. You have a whatever Frappuccino and a brownie, from Starbucks because that's what you were wanting. That's what you were craving to start the trip. If you eat good the rest of the trip, not a big deal at all, right? So don't, as an analogy, I love to say, don't just because you got one flat tire doesn't mean you flatten the other three, right? You get right back on track, you'll get right back in on your nutrition plan and then roll it forward.
So what's your advice on, I know when I land, it is a lot of physical activity, but someone that's like, oh, I'm walking around a bunch, I get to enjoy every meal, I get to do all these things, that they think that they can eat whatever they want when they want if they have a very high physical labor when they're moving, like
Yeah, and
what's it?
listen, I think that's where you're at in your journey, right? Like, if you're the leaner you are, the more you can get away with that stuff, right? But if you're, in your fat loss journey and you're trying to make strides and you're trying to produce as much quote unquote results possible in a given period of time, you can't do that. It's the same thing when I see a lot of my clients over the years, like, hey, I want to go train for a marathon. And then all of a sudden everybody tells them, we got to eat more carbs to train for a marathon. You got to do this for a marathon. You got to fuel yourself. I'm not arguing against that. We've talked on here, hey, you need 30 to 60 grams of carbs per hour during your, training, up to 90 grams of carbs with one's a fructose source. Like, we've geeked out on that. But what happens is they get this mindset from other individuals, you can eat what you want to, right? And then we fall back into this where, listen, guys, if you've been 40, 50, 60, 70 pounds overweight, you're like me, you're a fat kid at heart. You'll sit down and eat 3,000 calories at a meal and be like, man, I didn't eat too bad today, right? But
Right.
when you add it up, it's a 5,000, 6,000 calorie day, so those are just things to keep in mind with that is don't get caught up in that. Okay. And I would like to touch a little bit on just adopting the physical activity lifestyle when traveling too, because I think nutritionally we'll recap, we'll hit on it. One is to be prepared, right? And knowing that you don't have to eat the same things over and over, but if you wanted to meal prep at home and take with you, great, right? If you, we encourage you stop at a grocery store before you go, or stop at the grocery store when you get there. Once you get there, look and see what's around you, right? If you look and see what are things close, you can generally make some good decisions when you're out there, when you're going. Look to get some ready to drink protein shakes, right? And they're just called RTDs, ready to drink. They're pre-made protein shakes, right? You can definitely take your favorite powdered shake with you 100%. But I'm just telling you, like, once you leave that shaker in the car and you don't wash it, you'll learn. And that's the reason I like to do the ready to drink shakes. I still will take some Formula One with me when I travel, depending on where I'm going. But I always have the RTDs too, just as to supplement the extra protein. Okay. And then just have a plan, right? And if you mess up, get right back on track. Okay. Now, the exercise, I think this is where it's really tough if people are in the beginning. right? Because it throws them out of their routine. They're not in the habit yet of making sure that they're getting, movement in every day. Or maybe they've been following one routine. So maybe they're like, for example, you love cycle bar, and that's what you've been doing, is cycle bar and the machine weights at your gym. And you're just not comfortable doing anything else. So here you are traveling, and you're at this point where you don't have any idea of what movement to do, right? You don't know what to do, that type of stuff. So making sure that you get something in is the key. Okay. We just traveled on spring break to West Virginia for a week, and where Katie's training for Leadville, the priorities on her as far as getting in specific workouts, right? So I would get up early and I would go for a run, slash hike before the kids got up early in the morning. And then Katie would get them up, take care of breakfast, all that. I would come back in, then work a little bit, get them under control. She would go ride her bike. Then while the baby slept, she's out riding her bike. We're having fun with the kids. Once the baby was gets up, we would then go and we would pick a mountain, and let her ride up it, right? We would follow along in the Suburban, So my point to all that is, you want to find ways to be active. Okay. Yes, Katie's training for something specific, and we learned how to work that in on the trip, but the key is to be flexible. Okay. I wasn't doing what I enjoy doing. I wasn't necessarily training. I'm training for a mountain bike race too, but I didn't mountain bike while I was there. I just ran. I just stayed active. We walked, we hiked. I did some body weight movement that week. So I got some air squats in, some push-ups to make sure they got some resistance training in, and let it be, right? And that's probably the biggest thing I would say to people when you're traveling, is to look at how you can get activity in, even if it's not your quote prescribed workout or what you've been doing.
Yeah, that was big on Hawaii. If we didn't go hiking several times, we swam in the ocean several times. It was actually a kind of a blessing in disguise that there was so much opportunity for those type activities on the island. But even just in general, on just standard work trips, it kind of sucks, but it is what it is. Pick a morning or a night, go down, and usually there's a treadmill or a Peloton, and just set it for 30 minutes and put your favorite show on and walk.
Yeah. So most gyms now, I'm sorry, most hotels now are going to have some gym. We're seeing a lot of Peloton bikes inside of those gyms. You can always walk, and I encourage people, and we see this, right? If you got a 2 hour layover, walk at the airport, right? Get some movement in, right? If you've got time on your trip and you're not rushed for time, when you stop for gas, you stop for restrooms, get a 5 or 10 minute walk in. Those are ways to get, movement in where it's not just, sitting the entire time. And then once again, don't feel like it has to be structured movement to do, or based on what the program you've been doing. Just get it in, just movement for the week. And then, as we always say, the key is getting right back on track. Okay. Now, the question I have for you is, when you travel to the same places, what are some of the things that you have picked up on where, when you're traveling here, right, or there, what are some of the things that you have kind of made your own in those areas?
Well, so I haven't been to the same place more than once, like end goal wise, but I always fly through Charlotte. So one thing that I started doing ever since I've even started this job was if you go fly through Charlotte ever, Terminal E is a super long hallway. Once you go down the escalators, it's long as hell. I'll walk up and down it twice. So I'll get to the very end, and then you walk all the way back to the escalators and walk down it again. And that's like right at like a mile and a half, maybe close to 2 miles if you do it. So 4 trips. And so I've been doing that every single time, and that's my airport that I go through every single month 4 times.
Gotcha.
So that is something that I have started. And then every hotel, I'm always in a Hilton. Those always have Pelotons, and they always have whichever treadmill, and just do the treadmill work in the mornings.
I like it. So for me, of course, a lot of travel here to St. Louis, and then and here I don't have to worry about, like, okay, first form, we've got, our proteins, in the gym, like everything's here that I need. But I stay in the same hotel, which has a Bob Evans and has it's a local restaurant, Sugar Fire, so it's barbecue, right? So last night I had salad with double turkey, right? So you find these places, in the areas of your traveling that you always have your go-to. It doesn't mean that you have to go to the same place each time, but so I've been to Bob Evans one night, I've been to the Sugar Fire one night, right? So I can kind of alternate where I go, but I know I have good choices. I'm not stuck with what I need. Okay. Same thing, always stay, you know, Hilton Branch if we can. They've got, you know, room. Or like this time I brought Boots, who's my German Shepherd. She is a, you know, service dog, a working dog, so she likes to be worked. So I make sure that she's getting, you know, a couple of walks a day, you know, so that is, you know, making sure that I get that movement in, you know, with her. Traveling to Kentucky for drill, we've learned there's a great little breakfast burrito joint that we go to where you can, you know, for $6 get a breakfast burrito. We ask them to hold the potatoes because the potatoes and the burrito, you know, we're going to run your carbs up fairly fast. But we just ask for extra eggs instead of potatoes. And we generally do half of those with a protein shake, you know. So you end up, you know, you say a protein shake's $4 now at the convenience store. If you just buy it at the convenience store, not a big case of them, you know. So let's say $8 for two shakes, $6 for a burrito, it's $14. You're eating for $7 for a meal, which is not bad when we're talking that's quote unquote on the road, right? So that's one thing that we've kind of done. So that's what I would encourage people to when you're traveling to the same spots. Right, find the local things that you can hit up and where it does fit into a routine, even though it's not your normal routine.
As far as restaurants, it's always Chipotle, Chick-fil-A. If there's a Whole Foods nearby, I'll do the hot bar. And then Kroger actually has those, I think they're home chef meals. It's basically your mail-in meal prepped foods. And those are really solid too. They're like $8. You can buy a few. And I don't know, they're 600-700 calories, so they're perfect for a lunch,
Gotcha.
and all that stuff.
No. And the goal with that, you can do that local too, guys, is you have your go-to when you go to the restaurant. That way you don't even need to look at the menu, right? You kind of know, like, hey, I like this. It can fit in my macros. It's good. This is where I'm going. So awesome, man. Well, I'm glad to have you back. You know, it's good to be back into a routine. You know, and I'm super excited about a few of the topics that, you know, we have coming up. Our next episode that we're going to film right after this one, we're filming two of them today. You know, it's going to go into that. You know, I mentioned a little bit of like sacrificing some of my personal wants to help Katie train for her race, right? So we're going to talk about that, like training for endurance events, you know, as spouses, as couples, you know, and what that looks like. So that's kind of our next topic. I hope you guys enjoy it. Hope you picked up a few tips today of your travel. If you guys think of any tips, let us know, share them. We'll appreciate hearing from you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Keep sharing it. Again, you got some giveaways going. I know I see a lot of you sharing it. So yeah, keep sharing away. I appreciate it. And we're growing in the ratings, and we'll just see you in the next one.
Awesome. See you guys.